In today's market, every lead is even more valuable. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Take your first step today by calling 1-800-805-9328 or emailing sales@reversefocus.com. Is HUD Secretary Ben Carson the next one on the chopping block? Avoiding problems at the closing table? What can we learn from the HELOC borrower? In interest rate competition heats up. You're listening to episode 510 for Monday, April 2nd. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. It seems to mirror the reality television show, The Apprentice. Sound familiar? It should. It is a show that was once hosted by our current president, Donald Trump. And recently, the president fired National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Reportedly, that disrupted a bigger plan to oust Secretary Ben Carson, HUD Secretary, I should say, amongst others, according to a recent Politico article. Politico reported that HUD Secretary Carson was set to be fired at least in another week, along with McMaster and Department of Veteran Affairs Secretary David Shulkin. And Shulkin was fired this week as well. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly was attempting to orchestrate an all-in-one firing. Yes, do it in a batch after inspector generals finished their probe into Shulkin and Carson's departments, respectively. Secretary Carson drew much ire from those in D.C., especially with his attempted purchase of a $31,000 dining room set and the recent resignation of the department's CIO, the Chief Information Officer, based on charges of corruption. I have another question. Where is our FHA commissioner? Brian Montgomery was set to fill the role. We'll hopefully hear more about that in the near future. Now, the publication Politico could not confirm if Carson and Shulkin were definitely the officials on Trump's chopping block, and Carson's representatives have not returned any requests for comment regarding this issue. Last week, Carson's comments before a House subcommittee praised the home equity conversion mortgage program, while at the same time criticizing it for being poorly designed based on today's issues. And speaking of issues, one of the last places you want to find them is at the closing table with your reverse mortgage borrower. Reverse mortgage closings are, of course, anticipated for both the originator and the HECM borrower, but there can be pitfalls, many which can be avoided with some planning and foresight. A recent article in Reverse Mortgage Daily tackled this subject and interviewed several reverse mortgage professionals, one being Clayton Bem with Retirement Funding Solutions. He said, "Many of us are trying to migrate toward financial advisors, CPAs, realtors, and others. Just think, if you have a closing that was not successful, do you think you'll get another referral from that financial advisor?" This was just one of the comments during a panel at the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association Western Regional Meeting. Other suggestions from the panel include attending all closings in person when practical, and for those who may be selling by phone, make sure that the borrower and the signing agent have your phone number so they can quickly contact you should an issue arise. Other suggestions from the panel included sending out the closing docs ahead of time, especially the fee schedule and amortization, so there are no unpleasant surprises, and not to forget to ensure that they have a government-issued ID at the closing table. Amy Kellogg, president of Premier Reverse Closing, said the notary should not be explaining the documents. Are there lessons that can be learned from home equity line of credit borrowers? Yes, in fact, there are. Almost two-thirds of borrowers with a home equity line of credit have concerns about the loan, according to a new survey on the topic from J.D. Power. Yes, J.D. Power and Associates. But that has not slowed the interest in home equity loans. The number of traditional HELOCs is expected to double to 10 million loans by the year 2023. This according from a study from TransUnion. Steadily rising home prices, rising equity in the home, and growing competition among lenders creates an opportunity for homeowners to tap into a low-cost source of funds, said Craig Martin, the Senior Director of Financial Services at J.D. Power. Now, their survey found that 88% of potential HELOC borrowers started the process on their own, began their own investigation, 94% when it came to millennials. Lenders need to recognize that the HELOC customer experience is a journey that begins with initial consideration and evaluation and extends to usage, with each part of the journey affecting overall perception, said Martin. Increasingly, many steps in that process are occurring in digital and mobile channels, which are areas the industry has been slow to leverage and to refine. And in our last story, interest rate competition is heating up, especially after the October 2nd changes to the home equity conversion mortgage. The reduction in lending ratios or principal limit factors for reverse mortgages has changed the landscape, at least for competition, according to many industry professionals who are contacted by Reverse Mortgage Daily. The new floor and current interest rate environment have adversely impacted revenues across the board, and we're seeing fewer lender credits and more origination fees as lenders try to find the right balance of protecting revenue and offering the best terms to the borrower, said Jesse Brewer, a reverse mortgage specialist with Resolute Bank in Nevada. Malcolm Tennant with Access Reverse Mortgage said that lowering the interest rate can be an effective way to make the product more valuable to the applicant. There is no question that interest rate competition has increased, said Tennant. Our clients tended not to be overly interest rate sensitive in the past since it only really impacted the residual equity. But after October 2nd rules, interest rates have impacted available funds. Current principal limit factors are disappointing to many prospects, so increasing them through lowering interest rates can be compelling. One challenge is the reduction in margins. Many are seeking to how they can stay profitable in today's market. Tim Linger with Hackam Senior Home Financing in Florida said he recently began charging an origination fee. The only thing we can really compete against is the margin, which keeps the interest rate down. But when you lower the interest rate, the less the lender or broker makes on the yield spread premium. So we have to charge an origination fee. Even with the origination fee, it is still a better financial outcome for the borrower, said Linger. Ellen Skaggs has a very insightful perspective. She is the Reverse Mortgage National Sales Manager for New American Funding in California. She said, to be honest, dropping the floor has been the most negatively impactful thing HUD has ever done. And that wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Don't forget you can subscribe to us on iTunes and also listen at reversefocus.com. Don't forget to find our latest breaking video commentary and analysis at heckamworld.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you here again next week.